What's up and welcome back to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and today I'm going to be telling you all about how to get media features and radio play. Now, this is a really fun topic for me. It's something that I have a ton of experience in. I've been a senior journalist for many years. I was an editor of a really big publication owned by a label for a little time last year. I also have run my own band's PR with really, really epic results, if I do say so myself. I've coached many of my clients in doing their own PR, and they've also gotten really great results. And I occasionally contract as a ghost writer for PR agencies writing press releases. So safe to say, I know a thing or two when it comes to PR, and I have seen my fair share of press releases, probably hundreds or more at this point. So I do love this topic, and I wanted to get started with talking about some of the common misconceptions surrounding PR and actually getting featured. So the first misconception is that journalists and media outlets are scouring the internet for your band. Now, in some cases, if something happens with a really famous band, then media outlets might pick that up and publish it as news. Or if bands that are really, really well known are teasing that they have new music coming out, say, then oftentimes a journalist will notice that and publish an article on it. But I don't do this podcast for big famous bands. I do it for emerging bands still on the local level. So when it comes to your music, the only real way that media outlets are going to know that you have new music coming out is if you tell them. And how you tell them is by sending them a press release, which contains all the information about the new music. And I say new music because this is really the only time that an emerging band needs to send a press release. Again, when thinking about really big bands, if a band member leaves or there's like some sort of controversy, a press release might be sent to media outlets. But really the main situation that you are going to send a press release and want to garner media attention for your music is if you have new music coming out. So you have to reach out to them. They're not going to know unless you tell them. The second misconception is that you should contact media after the release has come out and say, hey, just released a song today or released a song last week. Here is the press release and all the information you need to know. The thing that we have to remember is media is news. They're going to want to know about the news as soon as it breaks. So if you're telling them about a release a week after it's come out, unfortunately, it's kind of old news because they're going to feel a little bit behind the curve. And we also have to factor in the admin that goes into publishing something on a music website, for example. So that would be time for the media outlet to receive the press release by email, allocating it to a staff member, setting up an interview, for example, editing that interview, writing up the piece and publishing it and promoting it. That can take weeks sometimes. So reaching out to a media outlet after a song has come out, it means they're possibly going to be weeks behind the eight ball. And by then, it's old news. One of the mistakes that I often saw when I managed social media for a publication is that I would get random DMs, well, not random, but I would get DMs from bands and artists with just a YouTube link and the question, can you feature my band? And this does not give me any context or information about the band and why we should feature them and any information about who they are, where they're from. And also often the video that they were trying to, you know, promote is old. It's like a year old or, you know, 6 months old or even a couple of weeks old, as I said, is old news by that point. So that was definitely a common mistake as well. You know, I was a social media manager and not the editor, and the editor is the person in charge of what gets published and what doesn't. The third misconception is that having your music published via a media outlet only benefits you, the artist. But ultimately, the media outlet does need content or else they can't exist. Now, that doesn't really give you much pull. That simple fact is really not going to convince any media outlet to feature your music, because they can get content anywhere from bigger artists and by reaching out to a PR agency and joining their list. But needless to say, it is a two-way street, because without the artists, media would not have anything to publish. But outlets usually want to appear on the pulse of breaking artists. So that's why a lot of them do support emerging bands, is because they want to be, you know, one of the first to join the bandwagon of a band that's about to blow up. Also, you know, a lot of them get into it because of the love of music, and supporting local bands usually comes along with that. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why, you know, it is great for even smaller bands to reach out to outlets to be featured, is because outlets are, yeah, they want to support the next up and coming big artist. Media outlets also require traffic to their website or people to purchase their magazines in order to generate revenue. So if it's an online website, then, you know, getting traffic and getting stats of visitors to their website is going to help drive ad revenue, as well as sell any items that they have for sale on the website. Physical magazines also need ad revenue, and they also need people to purchase the magazine as well in order to survive. So it's not all about, you know, what they can do for you. It's also what you can do for them. And specifically when it comes to driving traffic, this is a bit of a double-edged sword, because if you're a smaller artist, you obviously aren't going to drive as many people to the website because you don't have a crazy amount of fans as yet. So it can be somewhat competitive, because you're competing against bigger artists with tons of fans out there that inevitably would be more interested in an article about the famous artist than they would about a local artist. And that's just how it is, right? The last misconception is that PR is a one and done activity. You need to be doing some form of PR campaign, whether that be hiring an agency or DIY, each and every release, because as I'll go into detail more a little bit later in this episode, every single PR campaign will build upon the last. You can leverage the PR for one song for getting traction on the EP that comes out after that. And many artists and bands make the mistake of thinking that PR is just a one and done activity. And that's why a lot of them do get quite frustrated when they fork out a lot of money for a PR agency to run their campaign and they don't feel like the results are worth it, because they start thinking, oh great, we've got another single coming out in a couple of months, we have to find another $800 to $1,500 to run another PR campaign. So PR is definitely not a one and done activity, so we definitely have to be making sure that we're aware of that when it comes to our budget. So they're the misconceptions, and I mentioned before that a press release is what you send to a media outlet when you have news that you want to share with them, such as a new release. So good old Wikipedia defines a press release as an official statement delivered to members of the news media for the purpose of providing information, creating an official statement, or making an announcement directed for public release. So the act of PR often involves sending a press release to a media outlet to give an official statement and some information about something, a topic. In the case of bands, PR is used usually when releasing new music, such as a new single, EP, or album, and promoting tours or announcing relevant news, such as, you know, when a band signs to a label, the label may send out a press release to media outlets. But usually when it comes to unsigned artists, it's really going to surround new music. Tours and whatnot really aren't weighty enough to warrant sending a press release out, especially if you're paying for someone to do it for you. It's really going to be around the new music, because that is your most powerful asset when it comes to cultivating new fans. And a good press release, it really has to be professionally written. You have to time it well, so making sure that it's being sent out with plenty of time for the media outlet to action it. It needs to give all the relevant information that the media outlet needs to know in order to report correctly on what you're announcing. And it really should be accompanied by music and or a video. So the answer to how to get media features and radio play is really none other than sending a press release and pitching yourself and making sure that the media outlet or the radio station knows that you have new music coming out and making sure it is professional, timed well, has all the relevant info, and especially has the music and video. And like I said at the beginning, doing PR is really essential when it comes to releasing music, but it's not something you need to outsource straight away. In many cases, it's actually going to be better for you to put your budget towards an awesome video and marketing than hiring a PR company to reach out to media on your behalf. Now, of course, there are advantages and disadvantages to hiring a PR agency or doing it yourself, but what I often see is bands skimping out on recording quality, like DIYing their recording and videos and doing, say, a lyric video instead of a full video clip in order to invest the money that they do have in PR, hoping that it will make up for the poor quality product. I know that sounds crazy, but it happens so often. Bands will have a subpar product, such as, you know, a video that they had made on Fiverr or, you know, music that they've recorded themselves, and then think that PR is going to make up for that lack of quality and somehow, you know, make the song and video blow up. And it's just not going to happen. I've seen it so many times. It's actually insane. The other truth bomb is that PR agencies cannot guarantee that you'll get media features. If you're an early stage band, you need to build buzz on your own first to make investing in PR worth it down the line. So especially if you are about to release your first or one of your first singles, or you've been dormant for a while, it is so easy for you to get press traction in small blogs and create a really solid foundation with some media quotes in smaller publications first to leverage once you are ready to invest in PR. So a quick story time. When my band first launched in mid-2018, we wanted to come out of the gates running and we wanted to make sure that we did everything right, because all of us had been in bands previously. We knew the right way to do things and we knew that we wanted to invest in PR straight away for our very first single. But when we approached our ideal PR agency, they actually rejected us and said that we weren't suitable to take on. And it was really weird. I don't think they actually listened to the music. They ended up referring us to someone who did like blues artists, even though, you know, the first song that we released was basically 50% screaming. It was definitely metal and in the genre that they looked after. And, you know, they were one of the most well-known PR agencies at the time. They're no longer around. And yeah, basically they didn't want to take us on as a client. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so weird. But that's fine. And I was like, you know what? I've got the contacts from working in media. And before you say, oh, that's how you got such great results is because you have the contacts. I had a couple of contacts. I didn't have a ton of contacts. I had like, yeah, I could count on one hand how many contacts I had. The rest I had to research like anyone else who doesn't have a media background. But anyway, I was like, fuck it, we'll do the PR ourselves. We had the song already scheduled to come out. And so the band were like, okay, Monica, off you go, do your thing. And I ran the PR campaign. And when I tell you, we checked off every single goal that we had for that single, it honestly could not have gone better. We got a ton of radio play on like big stations and stations around the world. We got featured in a bunch of media outlets that we had set our sights on getting featured in. And it, yeah, just went really well. Weirdly enough, the PR company ended up approaching us later down the line once they saw that we were getting traction. It was like, hey, can we do your PR? And it took everything to bite my tongue and say, we did ask you to do our PR. You fucking rejected us. We still went with them and, you know, they were great for the time that they were around. Also, after the band had been dormant over COVID, we kind of relaunched at the beginning of 2021, which if you've listened to my podcast, you'll know this story very well. But basically, we released our first single in nearly 18 months in April of 2021 and had a small budget. So again, I did the PR for that first single back and it really changed our trajectory as a band. We quantum leaped so hard from where we were, and it really put my band on the map. Of course, you know, everything is to do with the product. The song was, you know, a huge step up for us. We had a really, really great video for it. But that campaign was epic. It got us signed to our current agency. It put us on festivals. It got us supports for international bands. We were, you know, a spotlight artist on Triple J and Triple J on Earth Feature Artist. We got on rotation from that song. And that was all with a DIY PR campaign. And since doing the first PR campaign, I did have a few more contacts within the media industry. But again, not as many as what you would think. It was still a lot of grunt researching who to contact and everything. And like I said at the beginning, I've coached many of my clients in doing their own PR with really, really great results. It's all about making sure that your expectations are realistic, making sure that you have excellent music and excellently written press release and all of the things that I've already mentioned in this episode. So if you're now mulling over potentially doing your own PR campaign for your next single or maybe for future releases, then you are in luck because next week I'm hosting a live workshop on how to write a killer press release. You will learn why you should DIY and when in your career it works best. We're going to go through the structure of a press release. Then we're going to have a writing workshop live via Zoom. I'm going to demo up before your eyes, writing a press release from start to finish with all the different components. And you can actually follow along to write your own. So after this workshop, you can come away with your own fully written press release. And by the way, I will be reviewing them on the call. So you can even have it proofed by me, which, like I said, I'm kind of an expert in this topic. You'll also learn not only how to craft an excellent press release, but to sell yourself to media outlets to actually get featured. Because again, you can send a press release out, but you've got to pitch yourself in the right way to make it enticing for media outlets to feature you. As I said at the beginning of this episode, I've been an editor before and the person in charge of what gets published. So I'm going to tell you how to sell yourself, which is not only helpful in terms of a press release, it's also helpful when it comes to networking and meeting industry people and having that elevator pitch and knowing always what makes you different, what makes you stand out. And that is exactly what we're going to be covering in this workshop. Then there'll be time at the end to do a Q&A. So I'm really, really excited. I've never done a workshop that is so practical. I'm so pumped that we're actually going to be writing a press release live on the Zoom call and you will be writing a press release and I'll get to review it. By the way, it's totally optional to write a press release. You can just watch on and, you know, you'll get the replay after the call as well. So you can reference it at a later date. But for anyone listening that has music coming out in the next couple of months and maybe you don't have the budget to do your own PR or you have found that previous PR campaigns that you've hired out haven't got the results that you necessarily wanted, or you just want to learn how to write better and write a killer press release, then definitely join us. I think it's a really cool opportunity. I've made it extremely affordable as well. It's only $29 AUD. So that's less than the price of what you'd pay for Uber Eats, but it's a skill that you'll have for life, especially because this workshop can potentially save you thousands of dollars. So sign up now at www.monicastrutt.com/press release. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes below, and it's happening next week on Thursday, the 6th of October at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. It's going to be daylight savings by then. If you can't make it live, don't worry. I have a few people that have signed up that can't make it live. You will get the replay afterwards and it will be very easy to follow along so that you still get benefit from it. But of course, if you want me to review your press release, you have to be there live. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode about how to get media features and radio play for your music. If you're not following me on socials, come and find me everywhere, especially on Instagram. I'm @MonicaStrutt on all platforms, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye.